The MS St. Louis was a German ocean liner carrying about 900 Jewish refugees when the ship was denied safe harbor in Florida in 1939. It eventually sailed back to Europe, and hundreds of passengers were later rounded up by the Nazis and killed during the Holocaust. Suburban Milwaukee resident Philip Freund was 8 years old when he was on the ship that was turned away. This year, he convinced Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl to sponsor a resolution recognizing the incident. Freund says it's vital to remember what happened.
The fact that we could not get off gave Hitler the impetus to start the mass murder of the Jews. Today, it's important that the Holocaust is not forgotten.
Freund says he actually asked Senator Kohl to push for an apology from the U.S. government, but he's satisfied with a commemorative resolution that the Senate passed by unanimous consent last month. Freund says he doesn't buy any theories that the U.S. could not have suddenly accommodated a boat of refugees.
This is a vast country, and we easily could have been brought in to stay in a military installation or someplace.
Freund says he realizes the U.S. was still coming out of the Great Depression and that some leaders wanted nothing to do with the growing conflict in Europe. But he also says there was a lot of anti-Semitism here. Freund's family did make it to the States later in 1939, and Freund eventually served 40 years in the U.S. military. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.